Our local Queensland scientist, Professor Rod Drew, is urging politicians of all persuasions to pay horticulture the credit it deserves. And he says you should too. Professor Rod Drew has just taken the reins as president of the International Society for Horticultural Science. This week, he's hosting more than 3,000 colleagues for the International Horticulture Congress, and it's only the second time in 140-odd years that the conference has been held in the Southern Hemisphere.
We started bidding 14 years ago in Egypt. We put in an unsuccessful bid 12 years ago in Canada, and we put in a successful bid 8 years ago in Kyoto.
This is like hosting the Olympic Games, like the Commonwealth Games, like any major sporting event, the World Cup, for instance, then.
Yes, I think it's just as difficult to get.
What about the backroom deals that have to go on? Is it anything like what we've heard about, say, for hosting the World Cup and what happens behind those closed doors at FIFA?
No, I'll have to say that it's a totally non-profit organisation. There's no backroom deals. We've got over 142 countries represented. We have a council member from each country. Each one has a vote. And they go, it goes to the country which gets the most support. No deals done.
Professor, for those who have been here, the delegates, a lot of them come from right across the world, over 100 countries, as you mentioned. They're the leaders in science, they're the leading thinkers in the field of horticulture. What about, say, for growers and producers here in Australia? What are the key themes that they need to be aware of that have come out of the Congress?
Well, firstly, we had quite a lot of grower groups represented here, and quite a few growers have come. For example, I do my research mainly on pawpaw or papaya, and we've had the chairman of the papaya industry. We've had quite a lot of growers here. Well, I've got PhD students working on papaya. We've got 2,000 trees in North Queensland, and we're doing a lot of breeding work to select pawpaws with better flavour.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, tasting better.
With papaya it is. Yeah. Horticulturists, I guess, are down-to-earth people. Mm. They don't do so much blue sky research. They're really working on real problems for the industry, and most of them realise that if their research isn't of value to the industry or doesn't improve the industry, we're probably in the wrong field.
So, Rod, you speak about that research needing to have industry implications. What about for consumers? What are some of the take-home messages that they need to be aware of that come out of a conference like this?
Mm-hmm. Oh, two things. Once, just for consumers who've got plenty of food to eat each day, and then for the 1 billion people that are malnutritioned. Mm. I mean, agriculture supplies protein, it supplies carbohydrate, it supplies staple crops, but we'd have a pretty boring life without horticulture. Horticulture gives colour. Horticulture gives us flavours. It gives us all the health benefits of a balanced diet. It's, to me, almost a sleeping giant. And as the world is starting to grow in population, the trendy word now is food security, but we've got to feed an increasing population with no extra soils, no extra land to farm, no extra water. 8,000 children will die today of malnutrition, and a lot of those, up to 6,000, will die today from vitamin A deficiency. 300 mothers will die today in childbirth with anemia because they're iron deficient for the sake of a little bit of leafy vegetable. To the consumers in Australia, I would say, realise this is going on. Realising it is this important. Horticulture is this important.
As a scientist, as a researcher who has been involved in this field for so many years now, Rod, what's your message then to governments? There's a lot of talk about R&D spending and where that sits publicly and what private investment is needed as well. Is the current thinking we have on par with what scientists are expecting?
I find when I listen to the government and I talk to the politicians, they talk about agriculture now being one of the four pillars. And when I hear them speak, they talk about beef, which is good. They talk about sheep. They talk about exporting live meat, they talk about wheat, they talk about the big staple crops, and I go up to them afterwards and say, what about horticulture? And horticulture is a $10 billion industry in Australia, but one of the difficulties we face in horticulture is such a diverse group. And a politician will say, oh, well, I had a lobby group last week from beans or from, you know, fruit. And I've been talking to the horticultural groups in Australia saying we've got to have a united voice. And I think some of that's our own fault, and that we don't have this united voice. We're seen as this fragmented industry, and no one realises the value overall.
Pleading with you to think about horticulture a little closer than perhaps what you do now, Professor Rod Drew from Griffith University, who for the next 4 years will also be the president of the International Society of Horticultural Science.